This is the river. I'm at the station. And nothing's streaming, but I'm hoping something's going out. I'm at the station. And nothing's streaming, but I'm hoping something's going out. I'm hoping something's going out. Something's going out. I'm at the station. It seems we have no mouse. Can't move the pointer. Can't move the pointer to going out. I'm at the station. This is the Raven. Nothing's streaming, but I'm hoping something is going out. Dun 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 dun. Why do we sell our human energy? Is there another way? Join D-Way and the Raven Sunday mornings at 9 to discuss how do we get a world that works for us instead of the other way around. Seriously, and we're going to be talking about that today if I can get set up. But we can't have dead air, right? Isn't there some law of radio programming or any kind of media programming, airwave use of? So it must be we have a defective mouse. And probably a mole or two is my guess. The other problem with not having the computer is not knowing when to start and when to end, because this rinky-dink clock we got on the wall regularly steers me wrong. So it's completely undependable. I'm at the station. So let's, nothing streaming, but it's seeming that the mic is going out. The mic is going out. Nothing streaming, but it's seeming we got mic. So it's gonna go. Our show's gonna go. Cause we got a mic. And it seems to be rolling like we want it to. And now we about to start, cause I can't keep track of time without the computer rolling too. All right. We're almost ready to ride. Cause I don't know what time it really is, so we gonna start early. Gonna start early, cause I don't know what time it is, cause the computer ain't working and that rinky-dink clock on the wall ain't worth 2 cents. 2 cents, we gonna start early, cause I don't know what time it is, and the rinky-dink clock on the wall ain't no good, and the computers don't seem to be on. I mean, the computer's on, but the mouse don't work, so I can't do nothing with it, cause I don't have a mouse. Time to start. Good morning. Welcome. Oh my goodness, this is not the right mood for entering the evil, sickening system that we have to touch every day. Or maybe it is. You gotta laugh to keep from crying, right? Right. And I don't know why, but ever since we started talking about Miklos, we keep hearing all these lies about how it was some sort of, I don't know, mistake. Nothing to do with the class system. Oh, no, no, no. It's this, it's that, it's the other, but it's a false sense of nationalism. Right, right, right. But no, it's not the fact that we're all taught to betray each other, all of us. This isn't something unique to Germany under the Nazis by any means. By any means. All right, I guess we are as set as we gonna get. I hope I'm going out. Yes, I think I am. Good morning, welcome to the December 29th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be continuing our discussion and reading of Miklos Nesley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. During the November 10th, 2013 show, in a discussion of how we are the state and of the myopath con, meaning power continuously encouraging us to look short, to not look at the big picture, I said that the point of the drone strikes in the tribal areas of Pakistan was to take a people with heart and turn them into us, dispassionate and callous. Well, this week the radio waves brought a good illustration of this process, delivered in a warm, jovial voice, laughingly relating a not merry tale of how Daddy gave brother a few taps. Now, I know some folks may think Daddy was a little hard on my brother, she said, but we believed what the Bible says about spare the rod, spoil the child. And I see a lot of spoiled children out there. I thank God Daddy loved us enough not to spoil us. It was tradition, she said, ending her non-apologia on a triumphant note. If she had any more happy tales to tell, I can't say, because I fled her voice like the plague, spun the dial, and landed in a conversation about germination, germinating seeds, more precisely. Make sure your seedling has really good light, so it will develop good roots and stalk, or you'll end up with terribly spindly seedlings. If it doesn't get good light, it's not going to make for a real, vital, healthy plant, said the new voice. I'm going to ask us to consider, brothers and sisters, whether power has an interest in our not being healthy and vital, and to consider further why it is we hear this spare the rod opinion bleated often, but not its opposite, that children are here to teach us how to reconnect with our humanness.